I was married early in 1972, and a year or two later, we went to Donegal for a holiday, and we met a couple with three children who lived in the Craigie Estate. Now, we got pretty friendly with these couple, and about a week after we got back home again, the wife phoned me up, and she said, could you possibly put us up for maybe a week or two? She said when we got back from Donegal, someone had written tags out on the front wall of the house, and we hoped that it was the end of it. But then she started getting phone calls saying, your husband's going to get a bullet in the head if you don't get out. One night, a firebomb was put under her car in the drive. All the Catholic families in the Craigie Estate were getting the same treatment at that time. They actually owned their house. They'd lived there for 13 years, and they lived with us for several months and finally got somewhere else to live. But it just sort of completely wrecked everything for them. And the horror of this for me is that this kind of thing is still going on. I just can't understand, because to me, I mean, obviously it's terrible to have a member of your family killed or maimed, but I think the next worst thing to that must be to lose your house. Every time I hear about people being, houses being petrol bombed and families being put out of their homes, I always think about that time in 1973 or 4, whenever we put up that family.